Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7 for you, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're taking us into your brain, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, yelling and screaming and bitching and cussing about the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to Trumpville, USA, motherfuckers.
Trumpistan.
Oh, I like that one.
I'm losing my mind because they're just crowing and gathering for mass circle jerks and everything over on the right over... The fact that Donald Trump has saved Carrier.
Oh, yes. Break out the plastic, please. We're squirting.
We'll get to that.
At will.
Any deal that it sounds like was made, we're paying for. Taxpayers are paying for. So a government bailout, essentially, and a bribe to an evil corporation that simply to maximize its profits was going to fuck 2,000 people and send their jobs over to the Mexico.
Oh,
and now
shit.
It's saying, well, we're only going to send half.
What a bunch of assholes.
But the deal is they're getting like ridiculous amounts of tax breaks and everything. So we're just handing them money.
Yeah.
And saying, please keep these jobs here.
Bernie was bitching about this earlier. I saw an article on the HuffPo. I threw it up on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
And if they tax the assholes that own Carrier and the rich people like Trump and the other corporations to pay for this, I'd say fuck right all away. Yes, we love it.
Oh, yes.
Everybody start fucking. But they're probably in Indiana. If it breaks in Indiana, they're probably going to be like, well, we're going to have to cut these SNAP benefits. We're going to have to cut.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to cut this unemployment. We're going to have to cut all these takers off of welfare to pay for those jobs.
I mean, I understand what's happening. I don't think it's that hard to grasp. So why don't the Trumpalos get this?
No, Trump saved Carrier.
They're never going to get it.
He's going to go from town to town and wave his little hands in the air and proclaim, we're keeping the jobs. And all the jobs are just going
to
start popping up like magic puppies in a field.
Why are they so fucking gullible? The Trumpalos. Why are they so soft fucking brain?
They're scared, they're desperate, and they're dumb.
They're just so happy.
Uninformed. Yeah.
They're just so happy they got their orange daddy in office. They don't give a fuck. Do they feel like Trump is like Jesus's pick or something?
Oh, they're being told that.
God. I mean, I don't
understand.
That's
what makes it even scarier.
Right.
Is this this cult of Trump that is being spun up even more on the right. And you heard all these foul preachers who are saying, God wants you to vote for Trump. God wants you to vote for Trump. Now they're, I should find the clip. There's a, I want to say Joyner. One of those beasts of bullshit on the right.
Or yeah,
those,
yeah.
Slingers of snake oil, the Jesus flingers.
Right.
He said something to the effect of, Look at all the people Jesus surrounded himself with. They were all Donald Trump.
What?
I got to find that now.
That is insane. They were all Donald Trump. You mean they were all moguls?
Well, I think they were all... Weren't most of them more like Duck Dynasty? I mean, weren't they more like fishermen and hunters? And
well,
is he saying that Jesus surrounded himself with rich, exploitative merchants?
Oh,
I thought
yes.
He flipped their shit over in the temple.
Right. This is the opposite of what fucking Jesus wanted.
It's so scary.
Well, what Jesus wanted, you know, whatever. What did Harry Potter want? Who gives a fuck?
Right.
This is all ridiculous.
Tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd be listening live.
Tweet us.
We've got our eyes peeled on that a little bit during the show. We may respond. We may read your hilarious tweet.
Yes.
And also you can hurl us a message over on the Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Okay.
And there's a warm and loving group of liberals there.
Oh, sure.
And the occasional right-wing troll who I dusted up with. One yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Hold
is that
on, over, I have to go dog wrangle.
Is that over the flag-burning shit you got in an argument about? Well, no one can hear you. But yeah. It's all fucking nuts. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. I would understand the Jesus shit if, like, Christopher Reeve flew down from the fucking sky in a Superman cape and blew us all to hell and back with his fucking heat vision.
Oh,
yes.
I thought you meant blowjobs for everybody. Super whichever. Blowjobs for everybody.
Super BJs. Whichever. I would understand that god crap then.
I'd be a little afraid to get a blowjob from Superman.
From Christopher Reeve? He's dead.
No, from Superman.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Christopher Reeve,
horrible.
You'd have to do all the work.
You know, Green Lantern... is gay, right?
Is the current one? Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a storyline in the comic book. When he blows you, does your cock and balls turn green?
Well, I hope he keeps his hope he keeps his lenses closed or whatever. Yeah.
What a shitty superhero, by the way. Can he even fucking fly?
How much can he control that shit? Could he, like...
He turns everything green, right?
Like, trim your pubes and everything with his laser?
Sure.
I'm going to try to find that I think it's Rick Joyner, but let's get to the headlines and then we'll see if I can unearth that Rick Joyner clip.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Los Angeles, California, Dateline, December the 1st, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the commie, pinko, liberal,
Efate,
Huffington Post.
Fuck y'all.
Why is it red?
I don't know.
The headline, it's just the masthead of the HuffPo is usually that weird green. Now it's red. But it's not like an emergency headline. The headline is the two pictures of good God, man, I'm just looking at this guy. The first picture is of, Eddie Munster, the well worked out.
Oh yes.
And, poor Hayton. Never saw a poor person he didn't want to take more money from.
Oh, is he seated on an order track?
And health care from.
Yes.
Paul Ryan. And on the second picture is...
What do you think his body mass index is?
I don't know. All shit.
69.
The other picture is a close-up of Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch.
That's the picture that
they blowing each other?
Hurt my eyes at the beginning.
Yeah.
No, there's two separate pictures.
Okay.
And the close-up of Mitch is, anyway.
He ain't a looker.
It's not the most flattering. I'm trying to think what angle would be.
From the back.
Yeah.
Mitch the bitch has got a face for podcasting.
From space. So the headline says, sick. Republicans plot Obamacare hostage crisis.
Sad.
Well, let's see what the unscrupulous dickwads want to do over there.
Ooh.
Republicans are coalescing around what's become known as the repeal and delay strategy.
Okay.
It says by doing this, they still don't know what they want to
their healthcare system to look like. Like, they still have no idea. They have no ideas. They have no ideas.
Are they calling it the repeal and delay?
Well, no, that's their, you know, kind of, that's what it's being called. I don't think they're calling it that.
I'm just wondering if that's from the left.
The Republicans, secondly, are willing to hold the entire healthcare industry and 22 million people hostage while they try to solve the riddle that has deluded them. I'm reading from the HuffPo.
God, that's so shitty. I mean, the left solved it. Obama solved it. Sort of.
So they've conceived this risky ploy. They're going to pass a repeal early next year, but leave the Obamacare system in place for a while. 3 years, according to one news story, so that millions of people using the program can keep their insurance while the Republicans can try to think of something.
For 3 years.
So we're repealing this evil Obamacare. But we're just going to leave it go for a little while until
God
we get
damn it, dude.
But this is like how they went into the White House.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, if my job, my boss said, hey, you have X amount of time to think of a solution to a problem, and I never did, and then somebody else thought of a solution, and I went to her and said, listen, I just need 3 more years, and then I can do it. But you need to get rid of the other solution. She would be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. They had no plan. It's like going into the White House. They said people were walking into the White House offices and being like, well, who stays and who goes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, everybody goes.
You dipshit.
You have to fill hundreds and hundreds of positions. Oh.
It's the Trump administration. Yeah. Who do we blame for that? I mean, in a way, you can't blame Donald because he's an idiot. I mean, you can blame him, but don't we blame the GOP? No one explain to him what the fuck happened?
They kind of tried, but then they rolled over.
Yeah, they don't care.
Like early on, they could have snuffed out the whole Trumpism thing early on, but when they found out he was doing well, then they turned into whores.
Well, I mean, it's not like Donald Trump really believes anything different than what the GOP believes. He's just more upfront about it.
Right.
About his racism and his homophobia and his shittiness.
So they think this will be perfect because they'll be able to tell their dummies.
Oh, yeah.
Look, we repealed Obamacare. Evil Obamacare. The world's going to get better tomorrow. Meanwhile, oh, they're going to just quietly leave it in place so that 22 million people don't lose their insurance and the streets don't get set afire.
Right.
And the people like the making insurance companies take people with pre-existing conditions, the evil insurance companies. People like that. People like making the evil insurance companies allow people to keep their kids on until they're 25.
Do you think that they're saying 3 years because that'll be after the midterms? And so if they do it now, then the Dems will be able to say, oh, look how shitty everything is. Yeah. Now you guys should vote for us.
I think maybe. I think it'll take them that long, too.
Oh, yeah, anyway.
Because they have nothing.
No health plan or no anything.
Ask any Republican anywhere in charge.
Yes.
What is your alternative to Obamacare? And they will say, well, we have to repeal Obamacare.
Just like,
because it's bad.
Just do a save as. You know, like when you go to Microsoft Word under file, click save as.
That might be what happens.
Rename the fucking file. You don't even have to save it as anything. Rename it Republican fucking care.
Or
Trump care.
They're
Who cares?
They're going to leave it in place and then carve away at the pieces that they don't like.
Yes.
And leave the pieces they like. Like the mandate for...
Mandate.
But the whole point of the mandate of making everyone have health insurance, like you make everyone who drives a car have a car insurance, and everyone who has a house has to have house insurance.
Yes.
Like, well,
what about
if you don't have a mortgage? You don't have to have house insurance.
What about gun insurance? Do we need that?
I think cops should have insurance.
Absolutely.
I think that would nip that shit in the bud right there and make them pay for it themselves.
Like malpractice, like a doctor carries that?
Yeah.
Oh. I love it.
It's a separate story. But if they get rid of the mandate was the only thing that made Obamacare attractive to the evil insurance companies. Because now they said, well, you're going to make us pay for all these, you know, people are like, I already have cancer and shit. You want us to treat them.
Yeah.
We're going to lose money on that deal. So, but if we make everybody in the United States sign up for insurance, ooh.
Oh, yes.
We're going to make money. So basically, you're using all the younger, healthier people who are forced to get insurance to help cover the costs of the the sick people that are going to be covered with it. But they want to get rid of the mandate. So if you get rid of the mandate, how are you going to force insurance companies to keep? They won't stand for that.
Well, no, you're being a ridiculous hippie fucking liberal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have you never heard of a little thing called self-regulation?
All right.
We'll just let them self-regulate. That'll be fine.
Every corporation has nothing but the best interest of their fellow man.
Sure. Meanwhile, we can just bend over and take it.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. They don't know what they're going to do. They don't know how they're going to place it, but they're gonna rip that fucker out the first day.
God.
And just kind of leave it there until they figure out how to fix it.
God, you conservatives out there that vote for Trump and people like Paul Ryan, are you just going to be Marx your whole fucking life? Are you going to be stupid?
It's embarrassing.
It really is. Because of Jesus, and I don't know.
Speaking of, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Lots happening there. I shared someone else's, I think it was, I don't know, Cafe or something like that.
Cafe.
But they put together a wee little video, and it was... I want to say CNN as I'm trying to vamp while I'm scrolling through this fucking slow ass.
What'd you say? You shared it from Cafe? What's that?
Here it is.
Like a Twitter?
Cafe's a page, magazine page on the Pretty Liberal on the Facebook.
Oh.
Here it is. So this is a CNN person.
That's the Clinton News Network, by the way.
Talking to, I think it's CNN.
Yes.
Talking to six Trumpansies, I believe.
Bye.
And she's asking them, you really need to see the visual. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. She's asking them about this millions of people voting illegally.
Yes.
Unfounded lie, falsehooditude, bullshit. Yes.
Falsehooditude.
The orange dude with the tiny little fingers tweeted about that's the only reason he didn't win the popular vote was because of the millions of people of illegals that voted. And you know, they all voted for Hillary.
Right.
So it's just not true. It's just not true.
It's bullshit.
It's utterly not true.
Citations that are not Breitbart.
But the lamestream media hasn't been great about reporting the untruthiness of it. Truthiness of it.
Untruthiness. I love it.
Because some of them went back and revised some of their headlines and shit after they took a hellstorm of criticism. But like some of the lamestream media said, Donald Trump tweets that complaining about 3 million illegals that voted.
Yeah.
Later on, they dropped in the word falsely.
Good God.
After pressure. So later on, they said Donald Trump tweets falsely that 3 million people voted illegally. Called on it later.
Right.
But a lot of them didn't. A lot of them just let it out there. They didn't say he was true. He was right. They just said he said it and
you know
let
what it is?
Sit there.
You know what it might be, man? It might come from a place. Like, you know how a lot of liberals, when Trump was running for office, people didn't want to just come out and say, this guy's a white supremacist. Mm-hmm. He's a pure racist.
Yeah.
That's who he is. It's this urge we have to be polite in what we think is fair. And I think some people are afraid to cross whatever fucking mental line they have about being subversive and saying something's wrong and bullshit because they don't want to. I don't know what the fuck it is. They don't want to speak up. That they're afraid to express their fucking opinion. But people are just too fucking polite. And that's all there is to that.
Us.
Us. We don't want to be polite.
You mean the liberals.
The libs, yeah. The libs that are holding on to this idea that they're moderates, that they want to be moderate. I don't know that we have a space for people being moderate right now.
That doesn't exist.
Look around you. Wake the fuck up.
If you're a quieter person, though, I did put up a post also, and you could just Google it, somebody else's. It's like five things you could do as a quiet protester. If you're not screaming on the internet radio like us every day and posting every 10 minutes on the internet like we do and stuff like that, or you can there's just subtle things you can do. You can, email your congressman. You can, other things. Donate money. Give money.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have it.
Get out that wallet.
Give money to the ACLU and Planned Parenthood.
Before Trump takes it.
Here is, I'm going to find out her, I don't have her name right here in front of me, but here is this, asking these Trumpanzees.
They.
I'll tell you, I'll stop it during and tell you what the demographic is. If I remember correctly, it's 6 old white people.
Oh, okay. But perfect.
Voting is a privilege in this country, and you need to be legal, not like California, where 3 million illegals voted.
Okay, older, probably 50s, 60s, white woman just said that.
3 million illegals.
Voting is a privilege.
Stated it as a fact, by the way. Not, I heard, not this. 3 million people voted. Voting's a privilege. And we had, and California specifically, it's all these, of course it's California.
And this is some kind of panel on what?
This is, they're just asking citizens.
These are people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trump voters.
Oh, perfect.
With a healthy, they all did, went to the bathroom and did lines of Fox News right before they got on.
Trump voters, or we could say racists, maybe.
Voting is a privilege in this country, and you need to be legal, not like California, where 3 million illegals voted.
Let's talk about that.
I'm glad I brought that up, Allison.
Me too, Paula. So where are you getting your information?
From the...
So, where are you getting your information? So, Paula.
Yes.
And I guess Allison is the anchor asking the questions.
Okay.
It's 5 people.
Right.
It's the wide shot now, I can see. There's the older white woman who will be speaking. There's 2 minimum late 40s white guys, both wearing suits.
Ooh, perfect.
And 2 more white women. Over 40, definitely over 40. So everybody, there's 5 white over 40 people, look like middle to middle upper class.
Sure.
3 million voted that illegally.
Oh, it's sure. Okay.
What about that?
I'm glad I brought that up, Allison.
Me too, Paula. So where are you getting your information?
From the media. Where
else from
media?
Media?
Some of it was CNN, I believe.
CNN said that 3 million illegal people voted
Oh, get out that buzzer. You got to get out that
Some of it was on CNN, I believe. Admit it, you old hag. You were watching fucking Breitbart, or you were listening to goddamn info cunting wars.
Or they just lied. These fucking conservatives, when you speak to them on Facebook, chat with them or comment with them, sometimes they just say shit that just is bullshit. That's
I think
not
these
true.
People are too dumb. I think she picked it up elsewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And it's for her, it's gospel on whatever they bitch about the media. Media's evil. You can't believe the media unless it's telling me what I want to hear. Unless it's telling me I'm right and my hatred is right and my biases are right.
Right.
The media is obviously lying.
Was CNN, I believe.
CNN said that 3 million illegal people voted.
Well, it was coming
California.
All across the media. All across. Well, CNN didn't do it, then they were being smart this time.
No, she's contradicting herself.
Yes.
So she said, well, a lot of people are doing it, but if CNN didn't do it, then they're being smart this time.
So which is it?
So is that her not admitting, well, this is, if they didn't, if they're being smart by not spreading this fake news?
I think we're hearing someone going down the right-wing nut job brain jujitsu rabbit hole.
She's
and getting lost
herself. Yeah.
She's getting lost in her own bullshit.
Sure, her opponent's not on the mat, and she just threw herself.
CNN didn't do it, then they were being smart this time.
Do you think that 3 million illegal people voted?
I believe in California that there were illegals that voted.
How many?
I don't. To tell you the truth, nobody really knows that number.
But do you think 3 dozen or do you think 3 million?
I think there was a good amount because the president told people that they could vote and it happened.
There it is. That Negro in the White House, Ryan. Remember? He told all those illegals to go out and vote, which is a lie. It was a falsely, sneakily edited video on guess what?
Breitbart.
Fox.
Oh, Fox.
It wasn't even Breitbart. This is fucking Fox. Rupert Murdoch burned in hell, you fucking asshole. History,
I'm so sorry, there's no hell.
But history is really gonna be unkind to Rupert Murdoch. I mean, he's gonna be the Joseph Goebbels of the world for a significant period of the second half of the 20th and beginning of 21st century.
Dude, I mean, I hope history will be unkind. Sometimes I'm a little pessimistic. I mean,
unless they get to history.
And I mean, they do.
It's funny. I've got a Limbaugh clip coming up later with him talking about
Rush,
American history and how it's taught. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We know how it's taught, motherfucker. There's a company in Texas that makes all the fucking textbooks. And that company is aren't they like a conservative, owned by a bunch of conservative loons?
Everyone battles. God. It's a battle every year to keep out of the science books that Noah rode a boat on the flood.
And oh,
that,
my God.
And that God. Yeah, it's just a fucking battle.
You know what's
year.
Fucking crazy? It's like the more information that gets out there, it's so difficult for anybody to discern the truth. Which seems nuts to me.
Yeah, in Europe at least.
Should make it easier.
Hopefully, our sane European friends, because I think America's lost for a while. I just think it's just going to go down the shithole, and it's going to get ugly, and there's going to be riots, not protests, riots. It's going to come to that, and then maybe things might start to get a little better. But I just think they're just going to try to crack down more and more. I don't see this administration taking too kindly to people protesting. We've already seen. He wants to throw people in jail for burning a flag. That's a message. That wasn't I'm mad at people who burned the flag. That's right. A message to the United States. Don't you cross me.
Absolutely,
don't you,
man.
Protest America.
And what do you think the message is, this carrier deal he struck to corporations?
A lie.
It says, hey, baby, if you're a business, we'll give you, you can fucking,
woohoo, yeah.
But what did Bernie say? Now all the other corporations are going to go and say, hey, listen, if you don't give us the tax breaks, incentives, the carrier got, we're moving our shit to Mexico too.
Right.
So fuck you.
Right. But then Trump will run around crowing victory and say, look at, I saved half of the jobs at Ford. Look, I saved. Meanwhile, all these oligarchs are saying, we're taking it anyway.
Is that why this guy, the orange fucknut, wants to do these rallies? So when Pence and all his old minions, they put forth these policies and deals, Trump can fucking run his little propaganda machine.
I'm interested to see these fucking creepy victory rallies he's doing.
Oh, my God.
He's Hitler-esque. And, you know, a long time ago, we said there's no more Godwin's Law because we can draw absolute direct line parallels to shit that happened in the 30s
in
Germany.
There's no more irony.
And shit that Hitler did and shit that Trump is doing.
Right. Trump is going to replace Hitler in Godwin's Law.
It'll be, he is. Yeah. I got off on a roll and I forgot where it's going. But
we're talking about that loon on that panel saying 3 million people voted illegally.
I was on a different tangent. I was going to wrap that one up. But fuck it. Let's go back to these idiots. So here is this woman continuing.
Blah.
With a million. If it wasn't CNN, they were smart this time.
Is this Victoria Jackson?
A dozen, or do you think 3 million?
I think there was a good amount because the president told people that they could vote, and it happened in Nashua. We caught some people that they went into Nashua and they said, the president said I can vote. I'm here illegally.
Did you hear President Obama say that illegal people could vote?
Yes, I heard it.
Meanwhile, two of the other ones are chiming in. Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. It's an utter lie. It's a lie.
Are you sure he didn't say that? Why would he say that? From the Rose Guard.
Yes, I heard it.
Meanwhile, you can see this Allison, this reporter.
Yes.
She's just like, finally, this is what they should have done to these people all along.
Oh, yeah.
The people who answered this to you, you should have said, no, you fucking idiot. That's a lie.
But that
where do you get your information from? It's not true.
And you could hear the person interviewing them. She goes, yes.
But she's losing it now.
Oh, okay.
She's frustrated. Like, she's doing what journalists should have done all along.
Oh, yeah.
But no, they did. They sucked the Trumpalo's dick. They just let him talk. And then they went on to, because it's equal fair time.
They did the easy fucking
thing. There was no fact checking.
It's not fun to fucking disagree with somebody that everybody jacks off all over.
And at one point, this reporter face palms. That's the screen cap. She does an actual.
That is hilarious.
She does an actual, oh my God, I can't believe you believe this. And
it's
so, and this is good.
That illegal people could vote?
Yes, I did.
I heard it this morning.
Yes, I did hear it.
Tell me, where?
You can find it. Google it.
See, now she's a little.
Google it.
Tell me where was hostile.
Yes.
This wasn't this reporter. She was like, tell me where.
You know, when
tell me where.
Right.
Where did you hear this shit? You can Google it, the idiot in the
back. When you argue with someone and someone says, prove it, I don't give a fuck. You are never allowed to just say, Google it. That is unacceptable.
Well,
that's like telling me to go to the fucking library.
She does.
All right, hold on.
So now they edited a little bit. Now she's searching through her phone. She's Googled it.
I don't want to waste any more time, but anyway, I see where it came from, and it's Fox Business Network deceptively edited a clip of Barack Obama to argue that the president encouraged illegal immigrants to vote.
Fox Business Network deceptively edited a video to make it sound like President Obama was encouraging illegals to vote.
Oh, okay.
And you could see the panel of these five idiots.
It's bullshit.
Two or three of them are looking on their phones furiously like, oh, I can't believe you didn't find what I did. Hold on. Here, Breitbart. Here, WND says it.
God damn it. Now I'm pissed at Al Gore for inventing the fucking internet. It's bad. Now I think it's bad.
I was on Stormfront the other day.
Oh, that's a fucking racist Nazi thing.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure that's...
The Stormer.
In some of these people's rotation.
Oh, fuck everyone. This is so irritating.
But here's this reporter. She's like, it's just not. She goes, you could tell they cut it and they've been arguing because she's like, I'm not going to waste any more time. It's from a Fox Business Report, a deceptively edited
it's
video.
Bullshit.
And they don't care.
Fox Business Network deceptively edited a clip of Barack Obama to argue that the president encouraged illegal immigrants to vote when, in fact, he had said nothing of the sort when you go back to the transcript. You, as you sit here today, think that millions of illegal people voted in this country. You believe that there was widespread voting abuse.
I think there was in some states.
In the millions of people.
California allows it.
People they do not allow what? Illegal. You mean.
That's the face palm. She said California allows it, and she just facepalms. She goes, "They do not allow illegal people to vote."
You know, the truth is, nobody really allows anything illegal because then it wouldn't be fucking illegal, would it? Because it's allowed. But this is nuts.
Yeah, and she's this woman is just gone. Her brain's gone. She's brainwashed.
She doesn't give a fuck.
She's a bootlicker.
Why?
That's all she is.
Why do people allow themselves to believe shit that there's no way they buy into this logic? How does she just know people are allowed to illegally vote in California? Based on what?
California allows it.
People they do not allow illegal. You mean voter fraud? California allows.
I believe there is voter fraud in this country. Voting.
I believe it is.
Oh my God, you must be shitting
me. And then you say,
me.
What are your citations? And they say, well, Google it. And then you Google it and you prove them wrong. And they say, well, do you still believe it? And they say, I believe it is because, well, why? Well, Google it.
You know, this is the real fucking shame of the Electoral College because it sucks that my vote in California doesn't matter as much as somebody's vote in the middle of fucking Mississippi in the middle of nowhere. And I don't give a shit what that sounds like.
Right.
I don't care.
Right. Fuck you. Why should your vote mean more? Because you choose to live in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Think about all your fucking liberal friends in L.A. They wouldn't buy into this at all. And I don't care if that sounds elitist or snotty, but shit. Where's this lady from that's speaking about? Where is she from, do you think?
She's got to be New York, that accent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe she's in New York, but, God. This sucks.
So there you go. That's a CNN panel. It shows you.
How does it help?
That's why we have Trump. Post-factual. They don't care. It's all emotion.
Yeah.
There's not one tiny bit of thought. And if you show them on paper, you lead them and show them this is where you're wrong. You're wasting your time. How do you combat that?
You know, when you hear this lady talk about the illegal people voting, I just want to ask her that. Like, use another word than illegal. What do you mean? Do you mean Mexican people? Do you mean people of color? You mean not white people,
and
right?
And she means there was not one illegal vote cast for Mr. Trump, of course.
Oh, of course not.
None. The only people that would ever vote illegally, Ryan, are Mexicans who are going to vote for Hillary.
Duh. I mean, it's rooted what she is saying, whether she realizes it or not. Am I wrong to assume it's rooted in some fucked up racism? like where she's coming from.
Yeah, I mean, it's not primary. I think it's too simple to just say everybody's a racist or everybody's a xenophobe or everybody's a whatever. I think this one's a xenophobe.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's...
I just don't get it.
Again, it ain't a deal breaker.
I don't want
for her. It's not a deal breaker for her. Or they're in such denial that they... I think it's selfish.
I think
it's just blind selfishness. Yeah. It's somebody in the middle of America, all they care about is they don't have health care. They don't have jobs. The evil capitalists are sucking their jobs away and sucking the...
Yummy.
And the government won't help them.
It's like some Ayn Rand bullshit. I got mine. Fuck you.
And they get somebody who's promising them to take care of them specifically. Damn the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Damn the other people. Damn poor people. Damn black people. Damn brown people. Damn immigrants. Damn everything. I'm going to help you. He goes, come to my rally. He tells them, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. And they believed it.
Because they're stupid.
Right. Well, desperate. Ignorant.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't you pride yourself on not being dumb? Don't you? Isn't that something like it, the end of the
day? Uninformed. I mean, I can't help if I'm smart or dumb, but...
No, but you pride yourself on taking the time to learn shit.
Well, that's what I mean.
And to research and to know shit.
Right. I pride myself on being well-informed.
Well, then she would say you're a fucking elitist because you know
right.
shit. God.
Right.
Didn't Obama, and I know he's black. Listen, if the person that said all that stupid shit on that panel happens to be listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, streaming weekdays 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, if you happen to be listening to this, I mean, yeah, aren't you embarrassed that you're stupid, or you don't know that you're stupid, or you don't give a fuck?
You're an evil libtard.
I'm a what?
You're an evil libtard.
Okay. Jesus.
Frank Zappa quote, modern Americans behave as if intelligence were some sort of hideous deformity.
I saw that today. I love that. He's dead, right?
He's no longer with us.
Sad.
The over at the Drudge Report, they're participating in the mass conservative circle jerk of John Donald Trump saving Carrier.
Ooh. Oh, by the way, you want to hear the other Frank Zappa quote? Keep it greasy. It'll go down easy.
There you go.
That's a lyric.
Oh, my God. There's a headline. Well, the Drudge Report is just Donald giving the thumbs up in front of a Carrier poster and crowing about how he saved the world. Trump vows companies will not leave the United States anymore.
Well, no, they're not. They're going to say, hey, we want the deal Carrier got, and then we'll stay. And then you're going to bend over, Donald.
Kansas.
You're going to give them the deal. Yeah.
It's going to be Kansas or Texas. You're going to, then they're going to fight. They're going to have, they're going to say, well, now we're not making as much money, so we got to get rid of these, this minimum wage shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck it.
How do you expect us to make money when we have to pay a living wage to people?
Hey, by the way, that shit was going around yesterday on Facebook about how McDonald's says that because of these minimum wage increases that are coming, we're going to have to automize the whole thing. We got to go to like C-3PO and R2-D2 serving fries.
Okay.
And that's bullshit.
But they are in some places already anyway.
Yeah,
by the way.
That Carl's Jr.
Because
down the street.
Yeah, that's
the same fucking thing.
Kind of the way our world is going to go.
Right. Wait a second. Are you saying that despite a minimum wage increase, corporations would fuck the workers anyway?
Absolutely.
Okay. I believe that.
Despite a minimum wage decrease, even if they get to knock it down or get rid of it, they're going to be like, well, why should I pay some whiny asshole employee when I can plug in RoboClerk 5,000. Why the hell would I do that?
Why don't you just take that whiny-ass employee and put him in the meat grinder and serve him his hamburgers? He might be more valuable to you. What a bunch of fucking assholes.
We'll look into that.
Oh, yes.
So, they don't give a shit. And now, in our socialist society...
Yes.
I would say we pass a law that says, okay, McDonald's, how much profits are you making? Oh, I see.
Oh, yes.
Where are those profits going? Oh, I see. Well, we're going to take some of those.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine. Meet me at the guillotine.
We're going to take those profits. And you're going to, we're going to pass a law also that says no robots. You're going to hire people.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to hire people.
We were having a crab diving offline conversation, and I asked you, I said, what the fuck would Sweden say to this?
Yeah. We don't care if you'll make more money if you replace them with robots.
We are
not going to let you because you serve at society's behest. That's right. That paradigm is what's going to have to shift.
What?
Is the peasants, the yes. idiots... are going that voted Trump are going to have to realize that the corporations and the economy serves at their and our behest.
No,
if
shit.
We all got pissed off, we could burn the whole motherfucker down.
Yeah.
And take their stuff.
We're going to take your shit.
And we're not. But we could. And
yes.
And it's not the other way around, but the Republicans have got people so sheep-eyed
yes.
to believe look, not the Republicans, our world.
It's
the
fear.
Capitalists.
It's
our president
fear.
Goes out there and says, well, if everybody works hard,
that's a lie.
You get ahead.
And it's
which
fear.
Which is a lie, but it also is playing into the corporatism philosophy.
Yeah.
Of you're just a drone.
Right.
You need to work and slave, and then maybe you'll be able to carve out a little bit of happiness if we let you.
God.
But instead of, we really need to, and I'm not talking about some communist overthrow or I'm not even going to say socialist overthrow because that's not how it works. Learn what the difference between communism and socialism is, dummies.
No, fuck you, Jesus.
That, but I think these worker self-directed things are great. These co-ops, let the workers own the company.
Yeah.
I mean, what is instead of working for one or two guys
right.
that are sitting in the Caymans? What? How ridiculous is that bullshit? And they built that.
They didn't build shit.
Well, and maybe not. The Kochs didn't build shit. The Trump spawn, Donald Trump, didn't build shit.
You know who built shit? Slaves.
Yeah.
And that's what our country was fucking built on. What is the fucking point?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
But what's the fucking point of technology if it's just going to make us poor as fuck? What is the point? If all of our jobs are going to make us poor as fuck,
it's not going to make us poor as fuck. It's going to make the people that matter rich as fuck.
It will make us poor as fuck if there are no longer any jobs at McDonald's and Carl's Jr.
But
and
who cares
at the Gap.
About us?
Well, now
that's
okay.
what I mean. All that matters is that it's going to make the people that count, the rich people, rich as fuck.
Yeah,
it's a war on the poor. It's eugenics. It's the economic eugenics. Make it hurt to be poor.
So then, what? You'll learn from that.
Well, their philosophy is that I think it's that punitive. Beat them until they work, until they realize they have to. Instead of a carrot,
right?
Use a stick.
Oh, my God.
It's slave masters. It's just a different form.
It's punitive. You know what it is? It's Old Testament shit.
Yeah.
It goes back to this fucking Jesus.
A lot of
Jesus
it's religion.
Jesus is fake, and if he were not fake, he would be black.
Religion is complicit,
okay.
Most assuredly. Religion helped sell feudalism in Europe. I mean, cement it.
Right. But that... No, religion
you
is
should be happy.
All about poverty,
you should
right?
Be happy the Lord is giving you that land to work on.
And
only taking 80% of your labor, the fruits of your labor.
Are you saying I should give thanks to Yahweh for the big
right.
Fry cooker vat that I get to stand over right. every day that's boiling with oil and, you know, should I thank God for
and
that?
And people don't understand that. This is what we're seeing now is like the Walmart
yes.
is just a giant feudal land with the earls being
that's true
the
dude.
Waltons and all the peasants are working and the Waltons allow them the crumbs that they're doing nothing these
yeah,
Waltons
yeah.
did nothing
they did nothing
they grew the company fuck you their father
they
handed them a a giant company that they then grew but in this country you fail upwards when
right.
you're at a certain point
two
Donald
things.
Trump is the perfect example
yeah
of somebody who has failed miserably upward his entire life. So many times I see, and I really just, why not just pour acid in my eyes and my ears when I read and hear this stuff of people who are throwing Trump's business genius out as an example of why we should want him to be president. Why he's a good man also, which I don't understand, because that I really don't understand is how you can even remotely equate someone being a good, wonderful person with being good at business. They're kind of the opposite, to be honest with you.
He's good at, like, screwing around with minors. Allegedly. Listen, I want to mention two things that's driving me a little crazy right now. Number one, I forgot one of them. It had to do with Walmart. This. Do you remember that CNN clip of Wolf Blitzer? And that woman is standing in the middle of all this tornado damage.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
All the houses around her are leveled, but she's not dead. And then he looks at her and says, well, you have to thank God.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes me think, I mean, if Wolf Blitzer is supposedly a moderate from CNN.
I think Wolf was going on what he had heard 100,000 times that day when he was.
But
that is the
fucking
I don't think
point,
Wolf
though.
Blitzer is a godslinger.
Yeah, but the point is, it's ingrained so much into our psyche that when he's nervous, see, you know, like I really think when people are nervous and they're speaking in front of people and they feel that there's that weird, I don't know if it's an endorphin or if it's this huge level of stress and it makes you. Say things off the top of your head. See, I think when people speak like that, they're showing you who they fucking are.
Freudian slips.
Yeah, and I think that's who we are. And so, like, I don't know how we get out of that mindset. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Or
well,
is that
yeah,
not
religion
making any sense?
Religion is waning. I mean, but it's still... Yeah,
shit,
yeah,
man.
It's still... It's just,
there's so many stupid fucking people.
It's still really, really, really powerful. And now the guy who's running the country, effectively, is one of the biggest Christo-fascists out there. Dominionist.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants gay people to be converted, and you're going to have that baby, you whore.
Right. You know, the other thing I was thinking of, you made me think about this. If you Google the richest people in America... Isn't like out of the top 10, aren't a few of them Waltons anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make us all want to go out in the street and start burning shit, honestly? Because fuck that. That is insane that so few people own so much. You're right. We should take their shit.
Well, I mean...
Give me your shit,
well,
motherfucker.
Not that way, but... Well, that's the other thing is there's... the way our economic system works now, you know, back in the day, the peasants could rise up and just grab pitchforks and torches... And they just had the numbers. If they had enough, they would go and, you know, skewer them an earl, a bad earl or whatever.
Right.
What I understand is how do you justify being one of these vassals, being one of these people working? You're working the land. This guy owns it by the right that he crawled out of a queen's pussy.
Do you think it's sociopathic? Like they're able to compartmentalize that?
I think there's a sheep aspect to humans. Yeah. I think there's a pack aspect in a little bit, and there just might be alphas, and there might be betas in some way. Maybe, I think. You talk about everybody wanting to be free, but 46% of the electors voted this time to not be free, to take away more freedoms as possible.
Yeah, maybe these people could just compartmentalize stuff, these lords and noblemen that own everything, you know?
Right. And how different is that from the Waltons that are now second, third generation? We're going to come up on a third generation of Waltons that are going to have massive influence on our society simply because of the fact that another Walton blew a load in a different Walton. Ooh. And they came out. And now, therefore, they should be in charge of all of us.
Right.
And the fucking or have undue influence.
Yeah, yeah. And the fucking crazy thing is, if they paid their fair share, their lifestyle probably wouldn't fucking change, right?
Correct. And that's another thing is that their lifestyle's at society's behest. If society went, you know, if we went French Revolution, if we went Russian Revolution,
right?
We've seen what happens to rich people. It doesn't go well.
No, not at all.
So even though, and the rich people at that time, They had all the tanks. They had all the guns. They had all the had all the weaponry. They had the police on their side for the most part until the police finally turned on them too. But, I mean, if millions of people start hitting the streets, they can't stop us.
Is that why Black Lives Matter movements like that maybe are important? Because they specifically target the police, and if they can influence the cops to stop oppressing poor people, and then maybe we could get the cops to help us take the shit of the noblemen's.
Figurative.
I mean,
physically it's different.
Yeah.
Because back in the day you would go and you're probably just trying to get your own land, the land that you're working, if you're rising up against the evil nobleman. But now, I mean, okay, there's houses and cars, but the vast 99.999% of these assholes' wealth is vaporous, electronic.
It doesn't exist.
Zeros in bank accounts in places, because our money is no longer based on gold. So what do you take?
They don't want to let go of something that doesn't exist.
What do you
take? At the expense of people living in a fucking box on Vermont Avenue. My God, you walk up and down there, there's nothing but fucking homeless people.
Right.
Maybe we need somebody like the Black Panthers. There's a Black Panther that hangs in the studios of Crab Diving. Maybe we need the Black Panthers to get together, take over all the local precincts, and that's where the revolution starts. I don't know.
But we don't advocate violence. But
no, we don't advocate violence.
But the...
I'm speaking in hyperbole.
The Kochs, I don't... The Koch brothers, same thing. Their father built a giant mining business. They inherited it, made it a lot bigger.
Yes.
But nonetheless, I would love to sit down with many of these billionaires, including our president.
Right.
Who may or may not be a billionaire, but including him. Really rich assholes, let's say.
Are you talking about Obama or Schittler?
Incoming Schittler.
He's president-elect, okay? Let's not start calling him that until we absolutely fucking have to.
But I would like to ask them, why do you need more?
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Really? I mean, that's a good point.
And you can't answer why not.
No. Because that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Or because I can. I mean, those are the only reasons. That's what we know is going on in your head.
That's an interesting way to think.
Ask them, why do you need more?
God. That's an interesting way to think. Like, so you're saying Bill Gates, at the end of every year, has to justify his wealth or why he needs it or what he's doing with it.
Bill Gates has also given away more than anybody in the history of anybody.
Why doesn't Bill Gates buy America and fucking fix it? That's a fair question.
He's put a lot into education.
Yeah. See, that's what we need. We need these Silicon Valley types that are altruistic. And I ain't talking about Peter Thiel or whoever the fuck that guy is, the PayPal guy. I'm talking about these altruistic motherfuckers.
Harder to find, because by definition, if you've made that much money, you've probably shat down the neck of a whole bunch of people and not cared about it.
Somebody's into that here.
It's socio, running a business, it behooves you to be sociopathic.
Yeah, you're right.
Because your goal should be to further that business and further profits and make yourself and make your...
You need blinders.
Make people rich, yeah. And fuck, well, that's why we have the tobacco, big tobacco saying, doesn't cause cancer for 30 years after they knew goddamn well it caused cancer. That's why we have big pharma saying, we have to raise those prices.
We have to raise those prices. And you're right. The only reason they're able to become a corporation and to develop these fucking drugs is because society lets them. But they're fucking us, so whatever.
Yes.
God.
But the until the mindset of the people that, okay, these rich people, these corporations, serve at the behest of society and not the other way around. Right now, corporations think that people serve at their behest. And the Republicans think that the people should serve at corporations' behest.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that. That's some bullshit. That's what needs to change.
I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to get people's minds to change.
Yeah, that's the thing. And then when you've got the media that's owned by six people.
Yeah.
Who are the rich, evil corporations and the rich, evil oligarchs? How do you beat that?
I know not.
Speaking of that, we got some good news a little bit.
What?
At one time labeled the most evil man in the United States, Martin Shkreli. We mentioned him.
Shkreli.
The guy who raised the pharma bro.
Yes.
The epitome of dickwadery, who shone a light on. He wasn't the first to do this. We've discovered, and we're discovering more and more, but he was the first to kind of run around crowing about it. And that's what called attention to the fact that they just willy-nilly raised the price of a necessary drug for some people. Not a frequently used drug, but used enough that, you know.
Somebody fucking needs it.
But claiming that he needed to raise it from $13 to $750 a pill in order to make prices.
Right.
Which was just a lie. They found out that's how much they could screw people out of and screw insurance companies out of. And that's what's going on. We need that money for research and development. No, you're lying.
Jeez.
That's a lie. You need that money for your stockholders, dividends to go up, and for you to buy another boat to throw into the Hamptons.
Shkreli's one of these guys that sits around with his shitty buddies. Sits around the campfire and is like, you know what would be great? We should develop a new disease, and then we're the only one that has a cure. Why not? Fuck it.
Well, I'm not. I don't feel like I'm too tinfoil hatty to say I'm not 100% convinced that cures haven't been squelched.
Oh yeah, no, that makes total sense.
I'm honestly not 100% convinced that there has not been a cure to some chronic thing.
Yeah.
Out there, discovered, and Big Pharma buried it and killed whoever researched it or whatever.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense when I think about like my relationship with technology. And you know, I have zero luck with computers and anything that is powered by a battery. It honestly makes me want to just lose my fucking mind. I do lose my mind, and I want to jump out a window whenever I deal with my computer. But you always say they make those fucking things to break down anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can sell you another fucking computer.
Obsolescence.
So why not the same with fucking pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, they don't want to cure you. They want to maintain you on treatment. It does not behoove Big Pharma to cure you and let you toddle off.
Man.
As healthy. How do they make money that way?
I'm just thinking about me toddling off somewhere. I love that.
How do they make money?
I don't know.
Capitalism. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Kate, go get my fucking pitchfork. Seriously.
In healthcare, I just don't know how there's any justification for us being basically the only civilized country in the world without universal healthcare other than evil and greed.
Why the fuck does Sweden do it right then? And why is Sweden Sweden and why are we not Sweden?
Well, a lot of factors, but...
Jesus...
part of it.
Fuck.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Much smaller country, too. I mean, it's big, but, you know, land-wise and stuff like that.
I hate Jesus.
It's a fucked up country here.
I hate you, Jesus.
So, in Australia...
Hello.
A group of high school students...
Oh, yes.
In Sydney, Australia...
Good day.
Have made it their project to research a new way to synthesize the key ingredient in Daraprim, which is the drug that evil Martin Shkreli raised the price from $1,350 to $750.
These kids did it? That's awesome.
It's an anti-parasitic drug used by malaria and AIDS patients.
Cool.
Now, Sydney students have recreated the drug's key ingredients for $20.
$20 a pill?
They're all 17, this group of boys. Synthesized the active ingredient. Pyrimethamine.
Pyrimethamine.
In their school lab.
Oh, shit.
One kid, Charles Jameson, told the BBC, from which I'm reading.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't terribly hard, but that's really the point, I think, because we're high school students.
They're bullshitting us, the pharmaceutical industry.
They produce 3.7 grams of pyrimethamine for $20 in the U.S. That 3.7 grams that they made,
yes,
would cost $110,000.
What the fuck, man? We suck. What is the point of us? What is the point
in countries, in most countries, including Australia,
g'day,
and Britain,
really?
The drug that Martin, evil Martin Shkreli,
yes,
sells for $750 a pill.
Fuck that guy.
Raised from $13.50.
Fuck that guy.
Costs a buck and a half.
Oh my, a pill?
Buck and a half
a
per pill in Australia and pill. Britain. He sold it for $13.50. That wasn't enough. Jacked it up to $750 because he could.
You know, I'm trying to remember. There was some drug my dad needed. It was a fucking... it was like a... It was something he needed to absorb food or protein into his system. Like, without it, he couldn't have something to do with your digestive system. And one pill was like, I don't know, $50. It was like a shit ton for a whole bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why?
Capitalism.
To fuck us?
Yes. How's Martin Shkreli going to buy Wu-Tang Clan's secret album for $10 million?
And did the Wu-Tang Clan say no or said
no? He bought it,
and they donated that money though to something.
Yeah, they donated the money. He finally let out a couple of the tracks. I think he put them on YouTube or some shit.
It's infuriating.
Dr. Alice Williamson, University of Sydney research chemist, was supporting the boys' project through an online platform called Open Source Malaria.
Okay.
So, people getting together help to cure malaria.
Right. It all should be open source, shouldn't it?
And she said they've... you commie.
Oh, yes.
They've transformed starter material that's worth pennies into something that has real monetary value in the States, she said. If you can obtain it cheaply in schools, there's no excuse for charging that much money for a drug.
Oh, my God.
There's no excuse charging that much money for a drug. Especially, you know, and they talk about R&D and shit like that and advertising. Take away advertising.
Right.
Don't let them advertise. We'll save you some money, boo-boo. We'll save you all that advertising cost. We'll save you hiring those actors
right.
who have to sit there and talk about explosive diarrhea a possible side effect.
Why in the Super Bowl do I see 18 fucking ads for a boner pill?
Right.
A boner pill. I hate us.
She said, there's no excuse for charging that money for a drug, especially from people that really need it and probably can't afford to pay for it.
Let them eat cake. That's what Donald Trump would say.
She said the pricing in the United States is, quote, ludicrous.
It's not ludicrous. It's evil. It's evil. And it's...
He's still going to be... Shkreli's still on trial, by the way. He's June 7, 2017. He's set to go on trial for securities fraud.
Good God, man. I mean, if you think about, like, if you take a pill and it's supposed to save your life or prolong your life, it's supposed to battle some disease, and these companies are withholding cures and treatments, how is that legal? In any logical society, any group of people, everyone's sick, and then someone comes up with a pill to make everyone better. How is that, like, how is it justifiable? How is it justifiable on any level to keep that from us? What? How?
So they can make money.
But the God damn, I mean, we're not even talking about altruism. You're talking about just existing. This is bullshit.
And they say, well, you know, they can eventually get it if they appeal to the company. Or that's what Shkreli said. Like, well, if you really can't afford it, you can apply for this and that.
Oh, how sympathetic. Yeah. No. Listen, motherfucker, Shkreli, I went through that shit with my dad. And No, you can't. That process, those processes where you try to get free pills or assistance, guess what? It's set up so you don't get it. That's why it's such a fucking process. Fuck you. Man, we got to start. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not going to. God, it's just fucking ridiculous. just makes you fucking bitter. It really fucking does. And it makes me want to be less tolerant of my friends and people I know that voted for Trump. Fuck you. Burn in hell. I'm an atheist. God.
Go out and buy Kellogg's, everybody. You know, ignore the GMO parts and the fact that Kellogg's is a giant evil multinational company and it too also. But yeah,
it's all sugar.
We just for the hell of it, find something healthy in the Kellogg's repertoire and buy it. And because Breitbart, the white supremacist website, alt-right.
No. It's our state-run media now. You didn't know
and
that?
And basically our state-run media.
Sure.
Is all pissy and got all their white little taints all cramped up.
Ooh.
Because evil Kellogg's, last week, I think, I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but Google Ads, which is, you know, the big poobah as far as ad platforms out there, banned Breitbart.
Oh shit.
And they can't put their ads on Breitbart
because of fake news
and because it violated some of their hate speech,
you know,
proviso. So
yeah,
Google dropped them. We noticed I didn't hear Breitbart call for any boycott of Google, but then Kellogg's found out that they were advertising on the Breitbart site and they said, well, we're done also. So Kellogg's pulled their advertising from Breitbart and Breitbart losing its mind.
You know, if you're a company, this is where Republicans don't make any sense. I mean, if you're a company, you're allowed to do whatever the fuck you want, right? That's the whole thing. So you're telling me if I own Kellogg's and for whatever reason I don't want to advertise on Breitbart, you're telling me I shouldn't be able to do that?
Of course. Steve Bannon and Breitbart are, in typical Breitbart fashion, are launching back, labeling Kellogg's as un-American. Calling it a war on conservatism. See, we got to be really careful this shit. We got to slap this shit down the instant it pops up and humiliate them, which it did happen today on Facebook because Dump Kellogg's was trending for a little bit, but what was trending far higher and last I checked was still trending.
Twending on Twitter.
On the Twitter was Breitbart cereals, and it was all funny. Yeah, it was all fun. All of them were Nazi, racist.
You put your favorite on Facebook. What was it? Special?
Special KKK.
Yes. It's funny.
Not trending anymore. Neither one are trending now.
No.
But they were trending earlier, but by far the bigger trender was making fun of Breitbart, which warmed my cockles a little bit.
Ooh.
At least. Because this is where they get really fascisty. This is when they start labeling you as un-American.
Oh, yeah.
As enemies of the state, as traitors. Seriously. You know, that's one of the things they started doing in Nazi Germany. They started, if you even spoke out against the administration, you're a traitor. You're treasonous.
God.
And they start using that kind of words. And if that kind of shit starts coming out of the president, he needs to be removed from office.
Yeah.
He needs to be impeached.
How?
Removed from office.
We got a bunch of GOP motherfuckers in charge.
I'm hoping some of them might have a scruple or two.
God damn it. That's where our hope lies. That's fucking sad. I was just going to mention something when we had a second. I'm doing a show this Saturday. If you're, you go on my Instagash at Rated R Comedy or whatever that is and look it up. We're raising money for the ACLU. The Lotus Lounge is Saturday, 10 p.m.
If you find yourself in Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen.
Comedy and lots of other bullshit. It's a fun room.
RatedRComedy.com.
Get wasted. You know, save the country.
Breitbart, in a statement, said Kellogg's decision to blacklist one of the largest conservative media outlets in America is economic censorship of mainstream conservative political discourse. That's as un-American as it gets.
Economic censorship?
How can you force somebody to advertise?
You can't!
What is wrong with these people? So you're saying you should force them to advertise.
Have you ever? Now, I'm not a business guy. I'm not a money guy. And that's a shocker. Have you ever heard the term economic censorship? Have you heard that before?
I don't know.
These fuck sticks, they just make shit up and shove it down our fucking throats. Wait,
who are the kings of the boycotts?
Oh, yeah.
The right.
Yeah, they're little bitches.
Anytime something gets, somebody is nice to gay people. I'm not going to that star.
We've talked about it so many times, especially during the primary. My right to be intolerant. You don't respect my right to hate you. It's so fucked up.
Shredded Constitution, Breitbart cereal.
Oh, that's great.
Rice Krispies. Of course, Whiteys instead of Wheaties. Yeah. Somebody even did up a whole box. Photoshopped it real fancy.
I love it. Hey, what's your favorite cereal? I'm just curious.
50 years of Negro free baseball, Whiteys. Oh, breakfast of white folk.
Oh, yes.
The cereal that helped the white man defeat the goddamn Indians, it says on the package.
I was asking your favorite cereal.
Sugar Corn Pops.
Is it really?
I used to like those, yeah.
I like Honey Nut Cheerios, but you know what's the best? Rice Krispie is if you cut up a banana, but not an overripe banana. It's got to be a greenish banana so the milk doesn't make it too soggy. But anyway. But there's got to be a racist cereal or something like that, or a right-wing cereal with Rice Krispies, something.
Rice Krispie
Fever.
Haiti Nut Weirdos.
That sucks. That's not very good. Who did that one?
Lego? Lego My Pussy.
I mean, you know.
Applejack Boots. That one I saw a lot of.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Oh, that's great.
So, there you go. Breitbart squealing and crying that Kellogg's is un-American because they're not advertising on us because we hate Jews and black people.
Oh, fuck you. My God. What about my right to hate?
Prepare. That's
where we are.
Yeah. The latest thing is, they're going after First Amendment speech and stuff. That was the fight I was having with that asshole yesterday.
Yeah, that's not good.
He was saying, you guys just use slander to try to change minds. I said, we're not trying to change anybody's minds, for one. We're mostly preaching to the choir.
I mean, we've given up hope on you motherfuckers.
Yeah, we're trying to let people know what's going on out there. And I said, please show me an example of our slander. And he said, Orange Schittler.
Oh. How's that slander?
Well, it's not.
I
was like, if us calling him Orange Schittler is slander, then you would be far more comfortable in North Korea.
What about Crooked like Hillary? What about Killary? Right. How's that difference?
Well, right. This is where you deal with, though. There's I'm rubber, you're glue. That's number one.
Yeah, yeah.
And facts are bullshit. Numbers are bullshit.
Right.
And I won, no matter what.
Oh, yeah, they won.
Here's proof that you are incorrect. I won.
Yeah, yeah.
He gave us a, he said, so either, what was it? Either you think slander is okay to change people's minds, or this page is just jerking your own cocks. And I said, I said, the fundamentals of either assertion are invalid. Therefore, yes. I dismiss your argument laughably or something that.
We're not trying to change your mind. Well, we're waiting.
It's not an either or. And fuck you. And plus, there was a lot of I don't owe you an explanation of what we do on our page.
Don't go to the page.
At fucking all.
Don't
asshole.
Go to the page, dickhead.
I don't owe him any opinion what we do with our page. But he tried to twist it with that. Oh, well, you guys on the left just use slander.
Fuck you, stupid. Fucking dick. Hey, and by the way,
but that's what Trump wants to do.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to change the libel laws, right? Peter Thiel took down Gawker Media
because of fucking Hulk Hogan. Yeah, so fuck, that is the weirdest goddamn story ever, isn't it? Like, if you own Gawker, how do you explain to your great grandkids? Listen, I had this amazing website, but Hulk Hogan was filmed sucking his wife sucked off somebody, and it was filmed, and I lost my huge website.
Bubba the Love Sponge. Oh, that's right. Fucked fucked him.
Some radio dude got his dick sucked.
And
on
Peter
camera.
Thiel was just revenge because Gawker outed him.
Yeah. We ain't changing your, we don't want to change your fucking minds. We're just waiting for you to fucking die. Honestly. Right? Right?
Well, and we're let, I don't know, we try to let, I'm assuming not a lot of conservatives listen to us because we're not nice to them. We don't like them. And
hey, yeah,
frankly,
yeah.
Don't listen. I mean, if you're offended or you don't like it, don't listen. There's the button, boo-boo.
Or listen, just download it and listen to a little bit and then get pissed off because yeah. It still helps
and
us,
we do
you
have
fucking
people,
asshole.
We do have people who've said they listen to us and they hate us.
Hey, good. But, hate away, but guess what? We're fucking right, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't understand the just utter and blatant
yeah
lack of reason.
You know what's going to be great? When Trump, okay, 2 years into Trump's presidency, everybody that goes out and protests and all the dissent, he locks up all the dissenters and all the evildoers. We're all in Guantanamo.
It'll be us, yeah.
We're all in Guantanamo. Then what, fucknuts? Who's gonna speak up for you? Jesus? Your non-existent fucking Jesus?
That thing, yeah.
Jesus ain't going to do shit.
The thing from the Holocaust where they, you know, they came for the gay guys and yeah. I wasn't gay, so I didn't say anything. And then they came for the Jews and I wasn't a Jew, so yeah. I didn't say anything, you know. So then they came for me and no one was around to say anything.
Yeah, go pray to the wall.
We talked a little bit about revisionist history a few minutes ago. So go out and kick a, metaphorically... kick an alt-writer in the balls and buy a go buy some Honey Nut Cheerios yeah. or some shit.
God, it's just fucking infuriating, man. Especially thinking about this. And this, a friend of mine on Facebook says, you know, this is un-PC to talk about not raising the minimum wage, but this is proof that it doesn't work. Because then we'll just get replaced by robots. Where's the morality in that?
Oh, you servile.
Where is the morality in that, though?
Bootleaking sheep whore. Seriously.
And I guarantee you, she's
seriously.
A big Jesus person.
She's a bootleaking sheep whore. She's yeah, yeah. She's like, well, but then if they have to pay us, then the evil's masters are gonna
and do you think
kick
that,
us out?
And do you think anyone?
Fuck you! You who is she? Give yeah, me friend me her on Facebook.
And then if you were able to say that, to form that opinion and then voice it, you're definitely not existing on whatever the minimum wage is right now. You have no empathy.
Oh, right.
You live on whatever it is. What is it? $8 an hour or something like that?
Seven something. The federal?
Seven. You know, when I worked
isn't
at, it? Yeah, well, you know, when I worked at Six Flags way back when, I think I got paid like...
I remember making $3 an hour or $4 an hour somewhere.
$3.75 yeah. an hour I can remember in fucking Georgia. You got to be fucking kidding me.
But, you know, way back in the day, that...
God damn
it. You could have raised a family on that.
So it's just fucking irritating. Robots are going to replace us. Because what? I'm going to get replaced by a robot because I just want to be able to go on vacation every once in a while? I don't want to starve to death?
I want to be able
to go to the fucking dentist?
I don't want to work 40 hours a week and then have to be on welfare.
And then what? You die?
Right.
Right. Well, what are we supposed to do? You work all your whole life and then you fucking die?
Well, their response is, why don't you work 80 hours a week? Like you don't. No, I mean, like you don't. You yeah. fucking asshole in a tie. You don't work 80 hours a week.
You know, and you probably have the same experience. How many shifts a week did your dad work? How many?
Oh, my God. He had three jobs.
Yeah. My dad worked his whole life. He worked 40 hours plus a week. He retired. And then what? He passed away, I don't know, 2 years later? How do we not do better than that?
Well, right. It's a weird... It's the entire paradigm, I think, is fucked. I mean, this is where I get all socialist-y and all communist-y a little bit. Is that it's the whole it's all fucked. There, the fact that
yeah
somehow
nobody gives a
there
shit.
Is, people that make more money for whatever reason are better and deserve more than people who don't have money. And are there the occasion? You know, are there the occasional? Is there a welfare person out there who's sitting out there doing nothing, just eating bonbons? Yeah, there maybe one. There are fewer and fewer, but
I'm just thinking about all the corporate
the overwhelming
welfare.
Numbers are it's working poor. It's working poor. It's those people working at Walmart, those people working at McDonald's, where these assholes are reaping record profits.
Donald Trump is sucking the dick of that carrier company just so they will let those people have half of their jobs.
Yeah.
Half. This is such shit.
Yeah, we're bending over to the corporations.
Oh, God.
When it should be the other way around. This is where labor. We need labor to reorganize. We need to get back to the ballot box and vote out Republicans who are killing labor.
Yeah, that's true.
We talked a little bit about history and the revision thereof. Well, here's a perfect example. On his
actual broadcaster.
Oh God, I don't know. I don't know if I can handle this. Fuck nut. Fuck you, Rush.
I'm broadcaster. Yeah.
Man, fuck you. Fuck you, Rush. This guy's making the world worse.
So here's Rush Limbaugh talking about the educational system here in America, and specifically how kids are taught history.
Suck a dick.
The greatest illustration that I can think of where that's gone wrong is nobody knows what the Electoral College is for. We had a call yesterday.
People know what the Electoral College is for.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
knows what the Electoral College is for, Rush.
It's so if you vote and you live in an urban area, your vote doesn't count for dick. That's what.
It was to appease the mainly slaveholding states when we formed this little union to make sure that they would have a disproportionate representation.
Oh, my fucking
because
God.
Because of the fact that they were worried about the populous areas
right.
where more sane people live voting and not voting the way that they want.
Right.
Very nice woman who has four kids, one of them a millennial, the oldest is a millennial, and they just couldn't understand what the Electoral College was for. To them, the popular vote should determine the winner of every election, not just the president.
Like everywhere in the free world. That's kind of how it works.
God. But every election, and the fact that it doesn't determine the winner of the presidential election is nothing she can tell them. She tried everything to explain the Electoral College to them, but she couldn't convince, so she called me to ask me two things. She wanted to know why in the presidential election in every state we can't apportion states like we do during primaries. I told her the answer to that. And then I gave her some helpful hints in explaining to her children why the Electoral College is a brilliant construction. Now, it's not taught.
Imagine this fat oxy cunt's narrative.
Ugh.
Had Trump lost?
Yes,
the popular no lost the. If it was the opposite,
right?
And if my brain was working, I'd be able to articulate.
I know what you mean.
If Trump lost the Electoral College but won the popular vote, if it was flip flop,
could you fucking imagine?
Do you think this gunt would be saying the brilliance of the Electoral College?
You don't think this country would burn a little bit if that happened?
Well,
what you described happened. And
he would be screaming
now. And think about all the Jesus redneck ninnies with guns. They would be losing the Klan. The white supremacists would be losing their fucking mind.
Right. And who calls up Rush Limbaugh for advice? What? I mean, Jesus.
A stupid person.
Holy shit.
And whoever did. Hey, if you're listening and you called up Rush, I'm waiting for you and Rush to croak.
So what happened was, Rush, my four children who are currently in college and educated won't believe my lies and right-wing bullshit about why the Electoral College works. Can you lie to them and give us some better right-wing bullshit? Her kids are millennials. They're in their 20s.
Time for the urn, bitch. I don't know what else to tell you.
The founding of this country isn't taught. American history, for real, is not taught.
Right. They teach them that slavery was bad. They teach these people that the subjugation of women was bad before they were allowed to vote.
There's nothing else. There is nothing else. For society to get better, you said it, and you're right. It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Do you know why? because this Rush Limbaugh, this rich white fuck, I just looked his age up. He's 65 years old. Yeah. If he needs anything, any kind of help, whatever, he's going to get it. He's going to live a long fucking time, and that's a shame. It's a fucking shame.
I think 12 years. I saw a difference recently.
Yeah.
Like a 12-year difference in lifespan between poor people and non-poor people.
Yeah. I can say that right. Can I say that it's a shame that he's going to live a long time?
Sure.
Am I in trouble for that? I don't know. That's not a bad thing to say, is it?
It's not.
Not, it's not nice.
It's not very Christian.
Oh, is it not?
It has been replaced by a multicultural curriculum. And the primary textbook used in American history today, in high school especially, is written by a Marxist by the name of Howard Zinn. It really is
multicultural. It's been replaced by a multicultural curriculum, Ryan, that teaches that brown people had something to do with the greatness of this country. How dare they?
Let me ask you something. How did this guy that pops oxys all the time, which I may, you know, how did he never pop too many in an evening and wash it down with a bottle of bourbon or anything like that? Never.
You're bummed.
Never, yeah, no.
You're bummed that
he never threw up in the middle of the night.
Right.
Choked on it.
Yeah, right.
Sad.
We lost Philip Seymour Hoffman and we still have this guy.
Oh.
Criminal. What American history has become in the public school system, all the way from kindergarten on up. And the proof of this is how few people understand the Electoral College. And the reason they misunderstand or don't even know the Electoral College is because they don't know. You're going to laugh. They don't know that the United States is not a democracy. If you don't know that, if you can't understand why the U.S. is not a democracy, you will never understand.
This is from the same people who say that we shouldn't let gay people get married because there's more Christians than not.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Sure.
There's more of us than you.
But wait, what are you saying? There's some truth to that. We both understand it's not a democracy.
Yes.
Because of white fucks like you that are fucking us in the ass.
The U.S. is not a democracy, you will never understand the Electoral College. If you think the United States is structured so that in every vote the majority rules, then that's what a majority, a democracy is, you'll never understand the Electoral College. Well, even though we haven't written about the Electoral College yet in the Rush Revere series, we are...
The Rush Revere series.
You know what's crazy?
Paul Revere was the guy that hopped on the horse and,
oh, yes,
and spread the message that the British were coming. So what is Rush spreading? What word is Rush spreading?
What horse could that man jump on top of, Rush?
What horse could handle you? Oh, yeah.
By the way, you know, I was curious how old this fuckhead is.
Yeah.
He's 65. Doesn't matter. Whatever. But, you know, the picture of him, if you Google this fucknut, I can't even, like, it's so irritating. He even speaks into a golden fucking microphone.
Yeah, he's got a golden microphone.
God damn it! A golden microphone! we are, I don't know what to say.
Here's the word.
Tackling the actual history of the United States and the founders. And we started with the Pilgrims. And the most recent book, Rush Revere and the Presidency, is about the first presidency.
Meanwhile, every
fuck you.
Sane review of any of these books of his are that it's so crap.
Oh, it's shit.
It's crap. And
yes.
Fictionalized.
And written poorly.
America is the best ever kind of bullshit. It's just propaganda. It's lies.
Yeah. And even if you don't believe in his dogma and his bullshit, you read his writing. Is he Henry Miller?
And whitewashing, literally. Whitewashing.
You're disgusting.
And that's George Washington.
That was his complaint. They're teaching us multicultural.
Fuck you.
History. Well, this country did have different cultures that contributed to it. Sorry, Rush Bo. It wasn't just your big fat fuck white people like you that built this country. Because, you know, there's a few black people that
might have
participated, whether they wanted to or not.
Oh, my God. It's making me nuts.
And how that all came to be after the Revolutionary War, after the Declaration of Independence. Because what's taught now in schools is the United States is guilty of things. The United States is guilty of discrimination. It's guilty of...
Slavery is bad. Oh, you know, when we liberated those Indians from their evil beliefs and gave them the Jesus that they needed.
Yeah.
That is being taught as genocide and stealing land.
Does he not like, fuck you. God. All the video of like, you see the videos of God, I'm just trying to, okay, Eric Garner. You remember how he died? Did you ever see that, the video?
Yeah.
He got choked.
I can't breathe.
And he's screaming, I can't breathe. He got choked out, but he doesn't see that our country is doing bad things. He can't watch that video. You can't watch that video and then understand right. why Black Lives Matter or understand why our cops are oppressive.
It's that creepy blind nationalism. America's perfect and great. How dare you insult it?
You think all that oxy just took away all his empathy or he never ever had it?
Rush would be all for sending us to the gulags because we disrespect America.
Oh, yeah.
And people like him.
Jeez.
And that's more un-American than anything.
Independence. Because what's taught now in schools is the United States is guilty of things. The United States is guilty of discrimination. It's guilty of persecution, guilty of racism, sexism, and the history.
Manifest destiny. Let's forget about that little thing.
Yeah.
Let's sticking our noses in other countries where it doesn't belong, fucking with other countries, screwing other countries, regime changing other countries where we don't belong.
For fucking oil.
Nefarious bullshit.
God,
we have done some stuff. Have we done some good stuff? Yes. But this is him blatantly saying we need to rewrite history and get rid of all the truth and make it just America's perfect.
But
and
if we do
what we
that,
need to teach the kids.
Well, here's what I don't understand. And by the way, I'm about to lose my fucking mind because I Googled this Rush fuck. Rush again? Fuck Limbaugh. Yeah. No, just for his age. And it comes up, rushlimbaugh.com. Do you want me to read the headline from their news section? The petty White House response to Trump's carrier deal.
Who cares?
I, you know what I mean? Like, fuck you, Rush.
What Obama's supposed to say?
Half of the jobs are gone. That's the victory.
He saved half of them, though, Ryan. Well, the taxpayers of Indiana saved half of them,
right.
Ryan.
Oh, that's true.
This is guilty of things. The United States is guilty of discrimination. It's guilty of persecution, guilty of racism, sexism. The history curriculum does not teach the virtues of America, does not teach the greatness of America, because it doesn't assume that there is much. It instructs young people with what's wrong with their country from the viewpoint of people who don't like America to begin with.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God. But if you like this country and you want to make it better, isn't there virtue in pointing out that we have a huge homeless problem that we should do more?
You're un-American.
Oh, yes.
How dare you point out what's wrong with the country?
I'll tell you what, man. If you sit there and you do a podcast or a radio show, and you talking to a fucking golden microphone? Yeah. Maybe it should be in your asshole. Maybe somebody should shove it up your ass. Hyperbolically. God. What a dick.
I've got a story here also.
Didn't he make his housekeeper go out and find drugs for him? What a fucking asshole, man.
This one will make you smile. Sad that it has to happen, but
okay.
It will make you smile a little bit.
Yes.
Over in the, I saw a new HuffPo headline just popped up and it was a story I was going to do. But over in Washington, the D.C.
Oh, yes.
Before the transfer to the new regime.
Kate, could you bring me some paper towels? I just puked all over my fucking pop screen.
Till we officially become a banana republic on January 20th, the the person who is really going to be running the country while Trump goes out and does rallies.
Oh yeah, this homophobe fuck.
Mike Pence, VP elect,
right,
is going to be, before he moves into the vice president's mansion on the grounds of the Naval Observatory next year, he has temporarily relocated to Washington, D.C., and he is living, renting a house in, I don't know, a little neighborhood in D.C.
Yeah, D.C., man, that's an awesome city. It's cool.
On this block where Pence will be staying, Christmas decorations are popping up left and right.
Yes.
All around the whole neighborhood. But on that specific street, there is a different kind of decoration joining the rest of the Christmas reverie.
Okay.
There are a bunch of gay pride flags that are starting to be hung by houses around the block.
I love it. That's perfect.
Half dozen and growing, they can say, they said, on this block. Neighbors are hanging the pride flags after Pence moved in because of him being Pence.
Right.
So every time he drives home in his little limo every night, he's going to see pride flags surrounding his house.
Yeah. God. He doesn't see gay people as people. Unacceptable.
Ilsa Heinzen, a resident on the street, said, it's a respectful message showing, in my case, my disagreement with some of his thinking.
Right. And solidarity with your gay friends.
Heinzen said she has gay and lesbian friends.
We all do. Yes.
One neighbor suggested ordering a, said they were going to order a pride flag and put it up. She said, oh, I want one too.
Right.
And other people started saying, yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, I have no idea what the vice president-elect will think about it, but I hope he will change his mind. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, good luck.
No, I just, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
I just hope it gives him discomfort is the most you can do.
Right.
Another neighbor said, this is the one way I can show my disagreement. So there you go. I'm reading from ABC 7 in Washington. They say they reached out to Pence's people, but they haven't heard back yet.
Yeah. His people. His people.
See, Mr. Vice President-elect, we've got ABC's calling. They want to know what you think about the pride flags hanging up around your house.
By the way, Pence's people, his people, his homophobic, racist, redneck fucknuts that voted for him, that support him, that they aren't going to reach out to you. The only hope we have, we're waiting for his people to jump in an urn. That's it.
Yeah. Whatever. And hopefully there'll be something left of the country before they all have grabbers.
My God.
I've got a, let's see, what else have I got here? Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast, where we dangle our atheism out a little bit more for y'all.
We shall dangle it.
But I think it's going to be faithless every day back again, as usual, once, especially come January 20th with Mike Pence basically in the driver's seat while Trump is standing up with the top down waving to people.
God, what a fuckhead.
And you know, that didn't get enough coverage, that story of Crotch Spawn 1 or Crotch Spawn 2. I can't remember which one. I think it was Don Jr. that went to the Kasich people.
Oh, yeah, man.
Right? Right? Shortly after he won the primary. And they said, look, how would Governor Kasich like to be the most powerful vice president in American history? And the Kasich toady said, what does that mean? And Don Jr. said, over on the Majority Report, Sam Cedar calls them Uday and Kuse, Saddam Hussein's kids. But
that's going to get him locked up. But that's funny. That's funny.
Don Jr. said
Uday.
My dad wants his vice president to be in charge of the full plate of foreign policy and domestic policy. Now, somebody explain to me what's left.
I don't know.
But okay. Jeez. So, and to which the Kasich toady said, knowing that there's nothing left, said,
yes,
what's your dad going to do?
Oh.
And the allegedly Trump Jr. said, he's going to make America great again.
Shit, man.
So there it is. He just wants to. That's why he's got these creepy rallies, these creepy suck my dick rallies going on. Look, we won. We won, everybody.
You know what? You know what that means? That means like Pence is going to be doing everything. And whenever Don, whenever it's one of his fat, rich, fucknut, you know, friends needs something that owns some big fucking company, you say, hey, Mike, make this happen. And he will.
What's going to be scary,
a little bootlicker,
is these rallies. I mean, we know how they went before.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, do you think it's going to be all kumbaya now? What if they have protesters now?
Oh, they're going to. You don't think at all these rallies is going to be like Black Lives Matter? There's right. going to be, everybody's going to be there.
And but how is it? I'm interested to see how Trump's rhetoric changes. Now that he thinks he's in charge. I mean, he wants people thrown in jail for burning a flag. He wants their citizenship stripped from them.
Sure.
How is he just not going to say, beat the hell out of him, I'll get you guys out of jail?
How are they going to...
He said that, yes. Basically. I'll pay your legal fees during the... What's to keep him from saying, you know what, let him beat up that protester. We'll take care of it. I'll pardon them.
What about the media? How's the media gonna get treated at one of these fucking things?
Yeah.
They're in a pen, in a cage at the rallies during the election. I mean, is it going to be the same? Will it be worse?
I tell you, I might quit my media job before I go into the pen at another Trump rally now.
Wait a sec.
Because they're going to start charging $5 for rocks.
Yeah, that's what
throw in the media.
Are they emboldened? Are they gracious winners?
Oh, come on. Get the fuck out of here. There's nothing gracious about any of these people I've seen.
That is the one predictable thing about the Trump-Pence administration. We can probably, now we can count on them to do the racist, homophobic, shitty thing. We at least know that, right?
Well, they're predictable to do the worst, yeah. To do the most harm.
I'm sorry, I was just thinking back to a year ago, Barack Hussein Obama is president. And if you would have told me Donald Trump was going to be president, I would have told you to go fuck yourself, that you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, that you're uninformed.
3 weeks ago, we thought everything was going to be okay.
The day before the election, I was in a shared Lyft with somebody on the way to a fucking show, and I got in the car, and these two people were talking about, they were talking about they thought Trump was going to win, and I admonished them. I told them, you're not obviously not following the news. I said something like that.
Well.
God, I was stupid. Ugh. Vomitous.
Trump continues to drain the swamp and refill it with sewer water.
Yes.
This Mnuchin guy?
This Goldman Sachs fucknut sack.
His Steve Mnuchin, Mnuchin.
Fuck you, Steve.
They might have a hard time with the confirmation of this dude if he ends up being Treasury Secretary, which is what Trump wants him to do.
Does Elizabeth Warren get to question this fuckhead?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bring it.
This guy, it was a multimillionaire hedge funder. He fattened his personal fortune through his co-ownership of One West, a California-based bank that profited during the financial crisis by engaging in unethical practices.
So what do you think he's going to do if he gets a job in government?
It's one of these people that made predatory loans to the elderly via reverse mortgages and went on to aggressively then foreclose on people's homes. I saw a story that there was one woman that they started. Oh, here it is. One of the most egregious examples was Ossie Lofton, 90-year-old Lakeland, Florida homeowner of a reverse mortgage that One West foreclosed on over a 27-cent payment error.
What? She was 27 cents short and they took her fucking home.
They foreclosed on her. They started foreclosure.
You know, the only chance we have. The only chance we have. We need fucking Batman. We need lots of Batman. You know what I mean?
She paid a bill. And this is a 90-year-old woman. She paid a bill that was 30 cents short in 2014.
Okay.
She was billed for the change. She mistakenly sent a check for 3 cents instead of 30.
It's her glasses.
By November, the bank had taken her home.
Oh, my God.
this guy, I know I need to curtail what I want to do to this guy.
Losing my fucking mind.
This is the kind of shit that happened before the French Revolution. This is the kind of shit that got people dragged to the guillotines. I'm not saying that should happen. I don't want that to happen. I decry violence.
But Trump
is now putting these people in his cabinet. Yeah. He's putting the people that would have been and should have been guillotined in the French Revolution on his cabinet.
Why would you want... We had a horrible financial crisis. And you would think the people that were in charge of the banks during that time would be on some island jacking off into the golden parachute in which they were given. But now they're running the government. They will run the government. Why is this happening? In our country, why is this happening?
After the housing collapse, this one West single-handedly accounted for 39% of all reverse mortgage foreclosures in the United States. A California housing advocacy group called this bank the foreclosure machine.
Why do we have... what the fuck?
So this is Trump getting rid of big money people.
Yeah.
That he's... I don't get it. I don't get how the people at the rallies are not going to throw rotten fruit at him for lying about draining the swamp. He's draining the swamp and filling it with the sewer. It's worse.
Imagine your house is gone. That you made payments on your whole fucking life. You're 90 fucking years old and somebody takes your house. That's nuts.
Alice Cohen, an attorney for the National Consumer Law Center, an advocacy group, said, quote, Mr. Trump promised the American people he would drain the swamp, but his nominee to lead the Treasury Department has a track record of profiting by foreclosing on older homeowners and homeowners in communities of color.
I don't understand, dude. I don't fucking understand these old white guys. They only have so much time left on this fucking planet. What is it inside them that makes them want to set it on fire and burn it down right before they die? Right before they die! What is the point? To fuck your kids? No, your kid, their kids will be fine, right? They'll be fine.
Sure. Unless it all goes tits up.
Think about the kids of that 90-year-old woman. Do you think she probably wanted to will her house to her children?
I think they stopped that one.
Oh, they stopped that one?
I think that one might have even been too much for everyone. I think.
I
thought
damn.
I read somewhere that they...
Sucks.
Okay, but I'll follow up on that. He's a Goldman Sachs veteran.
Sack.
Born into... quote, Wall Street royalty.
You're a sack.
Currently, he's the co-chief executive of Dune Capital, a private hedge fund.
Is there anything that sounds more evil?
He's also invested in box office films like Suicide Squad and was an executive producer on Mad Max Fury Road and others.
With Mad Max. Is that the new one? Or is that the one with Tina Turner?
I wonder if that's the new one. I like that new one.
Oh, yes.
I like the old ones, too.
You know, I don't even know if I saw the Suicide Squad. What was that about?
I did not see the Suicide Squad.
Bunch of people running around doing bullshit.
Wasn't it like a bad guy superhero kind of thing?
Yeah.
Maybe.
The dialogue's supposed to be horrific. By the way, if you want good dialogue in your movie, hire us. We write great dialogue. Fuck.
He's going to have to be confirmed by the Senate.
Confirm my dick.
But if he does, he will have sweeping authority over the very financial industry from which he made his fortune.
Oh, yes. My God, what are we doing? What are we doing? You know, it's like if you're building a gigantic boat and you say, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to bring back to life the crew of the Titanic.
And they're saying even if he sells off his Dune Capital holdings to avoid a glaring conflict of interest, well, why would he? Orange Daddy isn't. Although I guess we got to wait to see. You know, Trump had that announcement on December 14th. The kids and I are going to have a press conference because I don't want it. I don't have. What is it? The appearance of a. He doesn't want to have the appearance of a conflict. He doesn't care if there is.
Can
one.
I tell you my quandary with this whole conflict of interest thing with somebody like Trump? Some fucking asshole. Okay, so he sells off his company, right? And he doesn't have any more conflicts of interest. Does that all of a sudden make him altruistic? Is that going to make him a fair and benevolent fucking leader or some shit like that? You know what I mean?
Well, and is he never going to talk to his daughter and his sons?
Unfortunately for his daughter, no.
And it's uncharted territory also because, I mean, he knows what country his hotels are in.
Right. And also,
so he there's no such thing as a blind trust.
Right.
He knows what countries his hotels are in. So if he's dealing with a country by default, even if he doesn't exactly on paper be in charge of the Trump organization, he knows what's going on in that country. And you tell me he's not going to know anything that's what's going on with the business in that country? That's bullshit.
I'm sorry. I need a moment to tell a group of people to fuck off. All you people out there that had such a fucking hard on for the pay for play Clinton Foundation shit, and you voted for Trump. What the fuck? What the fuck? You know what I mean? Do you not see? Is there irony here? Would Alanis Morissette call this ironic?
Well, it's hypocrisy. I mean, that's hypocrisy. Thy name is Republican.
What is the difference between hypocrisy and irony? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're fucked. Bend over.
The
sack. Sack.
So the new guy that Trump wants to be the Treasury Secretary, his company threw an old lady out of her house for 97 cents.
God, and you know,
or less.
It's not like he hires the best people. He hires absolutely the worst people. These are the worst people.
Yeah,
and I don't even know if I don't. Is that an opinion? That could be a fact. A guy that throws an old lady out of her house for 27 cent error. That's like the worst person.
Ann Coulter is,
speaking of the worst person.
Right, that's the perfect. And Charles Ann Coulter screeded over at the WND.
Screed. Oh God. World Net Daily.
And already she's maybe the God, I mean, maybe she's spat out the last orange load and she's waiting to receive the next one.
Yummy.
But she ain't, she's a little bit warning.
She, what do you mean? She's worried?
Soon after Trump's announcement speech, I said he would win the nomination and likely the election. It wasn't that hard to predict. For anyone familiar with the Republican Party's repeated betrayals of the American people, it was a 2-foot putt.
Okay. Hey, fuck your elitist golf analogy, you fuckhead. 2-foot putt.
Skip. We call as Trump's base what made his support tempered steel.
What does that mean?
Was the fact
tempered steel. What does it mean? Like what kind of reference is she using?
Stronger than anything.
Tempered.
Stronger. Tempered steel is stronger than regular steel. What coalesced Trump's base, what made his support tempered steel, was the fact that voters had been lied to over and over again on many things, but most smugly and repeatedly on immigration.
No.
When she's the one lying. This is the interesting thing. Now, remember, to Ann Coulter, everything is immigration-based.
Oh, yes.
So she... but after he gave his Mexican rapist speech and never backed down, Trump's base would have brushed off 6 more Access Hollywood tapes. He could have shot someone on Fifth Avenue, all because they think Trump will take the shot. He better.
Oh,
as the popular
God.
Vote proves, we don't have 30 seconds on the clock. It's only 3. If he breaks a major campaign promise, his supporters will turn on him with a blind ferocity, dwarfing their rage toward Jeb, because Trump's is the more exquisite con. He will have duped them. He will never, ever get them back. Most of his promises can be kept with little trouble. He will appoint good judges, cut regulations, replace Obamacare, renegotiate trade deals. In other words, he'll do all the things any Republican president would do.
Oh, my God.
Plus the trade deals. But the moment Trump attempts to make good on his central promise to remove troublesome immigrants and give us our country back, every major institution in America will declare war on him.
Give us our country back.
So she's saying if he betrays, if he doesn't, you better launch all these fucking Mexicans out of the goddamn country.
Build that fucking wall, right?
Including little kids who were brought over when they were toddlers and know nothing else but being Americans. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they're in college. Maybe they're in the fucking military.
Yeah, time to go back to Guatemala.
Right. Sorry, kid.
Imagine, you're not even going to be able to pick the country out on a map that you're being sent to.
That you may have never been to.
Yeah.
If he betrays voters on immigration, he can have as many rallies as he wants. But Americans will say, been there, done that, you screwed us. He will never escape the stink of broken campaign promises. So unless he has another 60 million voters hiding someplace, the appointments he makes today to state, defense, homeland security, labor, even the IRS, will determine whether he is remembered as America's greatest president or if the Trump name becomes a cautionary tale in American politics. Sounds like Ann's starting to dry up down south a little bit.
Oh, geez.
For Donald.
Talk about draining the swamp. Do you think she's right?
At this precise moment, not after his... Well, yeah, we've been saying that. That they're going to lose their minds when they realize that he can't build a giant wall. That he can't...
They're not too stupid.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Are going, but they're going to lose their minds.
Right. Because there's no wall.
I think... I don't necessarily agree with her, though, here, even. That if he ends up not launching 11 million people out of the country, that they're going to... They're going to go after him.
He could just say he did, though.
Well, and maybe then the Republican narrative will change because it'll be Trump trying to save his balls. And they'll actually tell the truth that, well, you know, illegal immigration ain't the problem.
Shit. Damn.
We'll see. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy shit, buy through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy. If we get a little taste, doesn't cost you nothing, just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy tomorrow. Saturday. Helping out to the ACLU. Go to RatedRComedy.com. Go to his Instagram at RatedRComedy. Or his Twitter feed, RatedRComedy, for the details.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vial on Twitter and Instagram at Vial Experience. Oh, so freaking bye.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.